Scripture reading, Luke chapter 4, verses 42 through 44, and chapter 5, verse 15. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Devotional. On April 9, 1945, German pastor and theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer was executed for his resistance to Hitler's Nazi regime. During his years of resistance, he penned these famous words in his book, Life Together: "Whoever cannot be alone should beware of community. Such people will only do harm to themselves and to the community. Alone you stood before God when God called you. Alone you had to obey God's voice. Alone you had to take up your cross, had to struggle and pray, and alone you will die and give an account to God. You cannot avoid yourself, for it is precisely God that has singled you out. But the reverse is also true. Whoever cannot stand being in community should be aware of being alone. You are called into the community of faith. The call was not meant for you alone. You are not alone even when you die. If you neglect the community of other Christians, you reject the call of Jesus Christ, and thus your being alone can only be harmful for you." Bonhoeffer warns us that when we do not take time to be alone in God's presence, we become dangerous or harmful to others. We may demand people meet our needs for love, approval, and self-worth, a weight too heavy for them to bear. We may feed off others in inappropriate ways and cause damage. We need people, but they can never fully fill us with the perfect love that can only be given by God. For this reason, it is vital that we consistently practice silence and stillness with God. Question to consider. Consider your present balance between solitude and community. To what degree is it adequate for you to be growing in love for God, others, and yourself? Prayer. Lord, I confess to you that I am not sure I can discern the appropriate balance of solitude and community at this juncture of my life. I ask you to lead me on this journey. Help me to be intentional in pursuing both stillness with you and engagement in healthy community with others. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.